Oh, I'm so excited. I am back. I am back. I never left. But I'm back on the air with you guys. It has been crazy these past couple of months. I was locked out. Period. Like, serious spiritual attack on my technology. All my social media assets was blocked. I was banned off of Facebook for doing a basketball comment, which was crazy. But I'm here, you guys. So, this day forward, hey, this is Dr. D, and I appreciate all of you. But we have some things coming up, you guys, and we got to buckle down. You know me, I'm going here to give you the boom factor tea. And I've upgraded my link tree, and I see a lot of changes have been integrated on the social media with the podcasting, the Facebook, the Instagram, the Twitter. I mean, it is becoming a madhouse on the World Wide Web. So I just want to say hi. Go ahead and tell all your friends that, yes, I am back on the air. I was locked out of my Boom Factor podcast because I got another phone. Then I couldn't remember my password. And then Spotify, as you see, Spotify has collaborated with Anchor. And now it's Spotify. Well, I don't know. It just was crazy. But I just pray that you all had a wonderful, glorious day today. And I have some exciting things to share with you guys. I'm telling you, even through all of this madness, God is still good. Oh, yes, you know I got to show up. I got to represent. I got to represent Daddy. He is still good. So y'all be blessed and tell everybody, hey, Dr. D is back on the air. Now, I'm about to change my icon, okay? And the title of it is going to be The Danielle Urban Show featuring the Boom Factor. So Boom Factor is really going to be awesome. It's going to be sharing testimonies. So you're going to have an opportunity to click and leave me a message or share me your testimonies. And I just see a whole lot of new stuff that's on this platform. And I'm going to be playing around with it so I can get familiar with it. But I've been gone from you guys, and I miss y'all. But you know what? God has really been doing some great, fantastic things within myself. I'm loving myself even more. He is exposing so many avenues for me to literally clean up, and I did. And I'm telling you, it has been wonderful. Yes, it's been some crying days. It has been some solitude days. But in the midst of all of it, God has us in the palm of his hand, you guys. And I'm telling you, no matter what you're going through, oh my gosh, I have so much to share. But I'm only able to share what God tells me, because in this season, I have to be very, very particular and meticulous on how I share certain things because where God is taking me. And so you're just going to see it. And I'm excited. So God bless you all. I love you all. I miss you all. And hey, we're going to be all right, right? Okay. God bless you guys.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, you guys. It's Dr. D in the house. Glory, glory, glory. This is a new day to experience the love of God like never before. And oh my goodness. I have really, really seen the light. And it was not easy. I'm telling you, I had so many days of just crying out to the Father, praying for clarity and understanding. But you know what he gave me? And I'm going to share that with you guys this week. We're going to go over what it really means when he said that many of the afflictions of the Lord were many afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. My. Did he give me a revelation of that? But before I go into that, you go ahead to that scripture. I believe it's in Psalms 34. I have to get the verse, but it's in Psalms 34. Okay. And start reading it, because I'm going to come back later on and we're going to marinate in this thing this week. Many afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. All right. We're going to understand what that means, because I'm telling you, when we start realizing that Daddy, Father God, our Father who's on heaven, when we understand that he has his hand in everything that we do in our life, the good, the bad, and the ugly, I believe as individuals, we'll be able to wake up in the morning and say, okay, I understand. Okay, Father, what you want me to do? Okay, Daddy, it don't feel good, but I know you got me. I know you with me. All right? So, I'm going to holler at you guys later. And I just realized that it's 9/11. Oh, my goodness. You can always click the mic. Leave me a message. Where was you on that great and terrible day, 9/11? Really was a miraculous day, because even though so many individuals lost their lives, our God saved thousands of lives on that day. Many people didn't go to work. Many people woke up late. Many people literally testified and said that they heard something told them, which was the Holy Spirit. Their angels that are with them told them not to go in, call off from work. It's just a lot of things that happened around that event. So I believe the message center will give you 60 seconds to share. Where were you on 9/11 on this day? I'm gonna come back and tell y'all what was going on with me on 9/11, because when a lady mentioned it on the radio, I'll say, oh my gosh, it's been that long. Oh my goodness, that's almost what, 20 years ago. I got to get the accurate number. But God bless you. Go ahead and go read the scripture in Psalms 34. Many affliction. That's going to be, we're going to marinate on that thing this week. Marinate on many afflictions. Many. It didn't say one affliction. Many afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord delivered them out of them all. So y'all go today. Be blessed and tune in later. I'm glad many of you that really on my side been praying and looking for Dr. D. What happened to the boom factor? Well, hey, we're going to go through that too. That was one of the afflictions that I had to conquer. All right. God bless you. Love you.